Good evening, and thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. I'm pleased to have the pleasure of speaking with today.
My name is John Carrington.
Hi, John. How are you?
All right. It's bad. How are you doing?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
Been having some problems with the internet the last couple of days. Seems like it's been running real slow.
So it's running slow?
Yeah, getting kicked off things a lot.
Oh, no, that's not good. Okay, we can definitely take a look at that. What is your service address, please?
It is 144B Harwood Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
You said Harwood Street?
Yeah, Harwood, H-A-R-W-I-C-H.
Oh, Harwood. Got it.
Yep.
And the house number was 128B?
144.
Oh, 144,
no,
sorry.
Yep.
Got it. And who's the account name under?
Mine, John.
Okay, so I don't have that in the system. Do you have a spouse?
Maybe 142, or which?
Let's take a look at 142.
I know my neighbor next door has it.
Oh, okay. Last name, please.
Coddington.
Yep. Okay. So it is under 142.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and take a look and see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And how slow is the speed that you're seeing?
From on the game system, it jumps. It always jumps around a lot. But earlier, it was doing like kilobytes per second. I know that's really slow.
Which game system is it?
It'd be the PlayStation 4.
Okay, I do know that with a lot of the newer consoles that are coming out, unfortunately, like my Xbox One X is super slow to the point where it's gotten down to literally kilobytes or maybe a couple megabytes per second when I'm downloading a game. My Xbox One S, no issues. My Xbox One X or my Xbox Series S, no issues. Which is the newest generation. Mm-hmm. The One X is just not having fun at all. I just performed a speed test on your router, and it's showing almost 2100 megabytes per second.
All right.
So it might just be the console. How is the console hardwired?
No, it is not.
Okay, try hardwiring the console, because the console, with the Wi-Fi adapter, sometimes it doesn't always get the greatest speeds in general. It's just the consoles, I promise. But I mean, it's just, it's kind of insane. Like, they kind of do that with the older iPhones too, where like things just get real laggy or slow. And then it like forces you to upgrade.
My two kids, one of them has a PS5 and then the other one, he has the original PS4. That thing, like, I don't know, for some odd reason, just doesn't ever want to quit and doesn't ever lag out. He does, like, I don't know, there's nothing.
He's lucky.
Yeah, and then my other son, he was like, he's always complaining.
Oh, man. How far away are they from the router would be my next question.
At most, I'd say 20, 25 feet at most.
Okay.
So it's really only one room separating from each of their bedrooms.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it really wouldn't be that far, right? I mean.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Good. It's just, like I said, every once in a while, you know, we'll come back. I was like, did you do something? I'm like, no. I keep getting kicked out. I'm like, I don't know. And then, you know, I'll check the thing, and it's, you know, saying, you know, like, lost connection, Wi-Fi, or whatever.
Yeah, that's strange. I'm wondering if it's a console or not. Because on our end, the router is showing great speeds. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can see if it was, like, flickered for a second or two, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any history where there was any kind of
power losses, not like that. Like,
yeah, I don't see anything of that nature.
All right. So then, other than hardwire and everything, that's gonna be a lot of cable.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 100 foot to my PC. I don't have a Wi-Fi adapter on that one. And anyway, hard wiring is usually better anyways, so that there's the least amount of lag. It could also be, well, no, because, I mean, you have the 2 gigs, so that wouldn't really make sense either. No, what I was just thinking was the fact that, you know, what's it called? Sometimes some consoles are prioritized over others.
Mm.
So they might get the more bandwidth, but I mean, yep. I don't think that's what's happening at this point though. And from what I see, you only have like 4 devices connected.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's very, very minimal. I keep telling them, like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe, there should be no, you know, issues
it's
with that.
The lobby you're in or the game you're on.
It could be. Depending on what game he's playing, I don't know if it's Call of Duty or not, but typically there is one person in the lobby that's considered the host. The game automatically applies that to them. And then Depending on how terrible their connection or how far away you are compared to them. Like, if they're out in California, you're going to have a higher ping as far as that goes.
Yeah, that was another thing. He's like, I don't understand. Like, the other day I had, like, the lowest ping. Now I got the highest ping. I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah, so that's because of the host, whoever is the host of the lobby.
Gotcha.
So nice. I'm actually actively part of a gaming community. So I hold quite a few ranks in it, and the one thing that you learn in gaming is the fact that we have some members that are in the UK, and if they were to ever want to 1v1, like 1v1, it would not work out very well just because of how much the ping is. I mean, we were looking at a minimum of 180 to 240 millisecond ping between the two members that wanted to 1v1. So, in all honesty, it would not have been fair to them because... Yeah. So it really would not have been fair to them to encourage that 1v1.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes it's just the consoles. I mean, some of them are really just trying to, like, update and... I don't know. I had to switch to the Xbox Series S, and I've been doing pretty well with it since. Otherwise, I had to hardwire my Xbox One X, and now my daughter kind of uses that one, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not the easiest, especially when new technology comes out. They really want to push for everybody to move up to the newer technology. And that's where it gets a little complicated, because then you start thinking, oh, well, maybe it's the internet, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And then you just don't think about the console itself, and it's just, you know. Because now everybody's all psyched about the PS5 that they're doing all these updates and
yo, what up? All right, well, I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. But I would definitely try using an Ethernet cable first, see if that improves it may not improve it much, because I mean, the best way to do it is if you have a laptop that has like an Ethernet port, you can connect the Ethernet cable from the back of the router to the computer, run a speed test to see how much speed is actually coming through. And then from there, plug it into the Xbox and try having Xbox download a game or do a speed test or whatever the case may be. And then you'll definitely know at that point, you know, okay, maybe it is the Xbox or the PlayStation in this case, you know.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
But, yeah, no, if there's any other questions or if you still run into issues, please feel free to reach out to us. We're more than happy to answer any questions and do some additional troubleshooting for you.
Yeah, because it was like maybe 2 weeks ago or so, there was a Herzog's delivery truck that backed up my driveway and it clipped a pole.
Oh, no.
A couple wires down, and one of them was the internet wire. So you guys came out and fixed it and everything.
Yeah.
So,
We're pretty good about that as far as that goes, because, I mean, you know, it's cabling.
Make sure everything was working before they left. And I was like, yeah, no, it's all running good, so. No one was on the game at the time they were here, so.
Well, thankfully. I mean, how old is your son, or how old are they?
He's 18 and 20.
Oh, yeah, okay. So they're definitely at that age of, like, wanting to maybe get a little competitive and get into those ranked, and if they get disconnected during the ranked matches at that point, oof.
Yeah.
You're basically blocked from joining another game for about a half hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so I completely understand that one. I understand the pain of it, too. I was just at a tournament this past weekend, so. Yeah, just let us know, you know, if it turns out that it's not the Xbox, absolutely let us know. We'll definitely dig deeper into it. But from what I'm seeing, just by a simple speed test, you're getting the, like, over the 2,000 megabytes per second, so.
Yeah, even on the Wi-Fi through with the cell phone and everything, I was getting over, like, 1,300 or something like that.
Yeah, and again, it depends on the device. Not all devices are capable of receiving the full 2 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
For speeds, so
yep.
That's why my first thought is maybe it's the console, because me being a console owner, I unfortunately understand the ins and outs of it, which is not always a great thing, but.
Yeah, once I've seen the first speed test between you guys and Spectrum, I'll get.
Oh, yeah.
We're going back to them.
I'm sure the kids are definitely loving it, though.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, once we get everything figured out here, everyone could be on at the same time or whatever.
Really, what's going to help with that situation is probably either upgrading the console or hardwire.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. This is the oldest, crappiest game console is the one that's working the best.
Well, you know why, right? Because they changed how they make it. That's the thing.
Yep. Yeah, I forgot how long ago it was when I bought that thing, but I know that thing went through some usage.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of expected, though. I mean, it's funny how, like, a PlayStation 2 works better than a PlayStation 4 sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the games are still fun to play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But other than that, was there anything else that I can help with tonight?
No, yeah, that should be all.
All right. Well, if there are any further questions, definitely reach out. You know, we're here 24/7, so we'd be more than happy to help out with any questions that you might have.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Of course. And thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, a great weekend, and a fantastic holiday season.
Thanks, you as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good night.